Welcome back to Dollars and Cents, here with your business, tech, and gaming news. Office Depot has announced a partnership with Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba, a company I've talked about various times in the podcast. The deal includes a co-branded e-commerce site on Alibaba.com, access to Office Depot's customer base, and sales agents. Office Depot business customers will now have access to Alibaba's global network, which consists of over 150,000 suppliers. Now, Alibaba is on the market named BABA. It opened at $186 a share March 4th. Office Depot opened at $3.78 on March 4th. Its market name is ODP. Insight Brands, maker of Instant Pot, is merging with Corel Brands. Now, Corel Brands owns Pyrex, Snapware, Corningware, and various other houseware brands. Now, the private equity firm Cornell Capital bought Corel Brands back in 2017. Canadian cannabis company Cronos Group, Inc. has sold all of its shares of Whistler Medical Marijuana Corp. to Aurora Cannabis, Inc. for $131.4 million in stock. Now, Cronos has received about 2.5 million shares of Aurora worth $20.7 million and will get another $6.4 million upon reaching its milestones. Aurora Cannabis Inc. is traded under the moniker ACB. Cronos Group, which I've talked about in previous podcasts, specifically some of the cannabis, publicly traded cannabis companies, but they are traded under CRON. Now, Cronos shares rose 1.6 pre-market and opened at $21.69 on March 4th, and has gained 131% increase in the last 12 months. Apex Legends. If you are a gamer, you know what Apex Legends is. If you are not, you will soon. Apex Legends has reached 50 million players since its February 4th launch. That beats Fortnite, which took 3 months. Well, it took 4 months to reach 50 million players. Apex Legends was released by Electronic Arts and developer Respawn Entertainment. Now, Electronic Arts opened on March 4th at $98.45. Friday the 13th, the game is coming to Nintendo Switch this spring. And Friday the 13th, the game, Ultimate Slasher Switch Edition, will be the official title of the Switch game. Now, this will include all re-released content, paid DLC, which will include every Jason Kill pack, both counselor packs, and emote party pack. Now, Friday the 13th, the game was originally released in 2017 for Xbox One and PS4 and PC, but the developer Gun Media could no longer release new DLC content due to a legal battle within the horror franchise. Now, what happened was the original screenwriter for the Friday the 13th movies, like original, where it all started, not the remakes, is in a battle with the actual horror franchise owners, i.e. the movie company, over rights. Well, over money, not rights, over money. He feels like he should be getting a percentage of things like the reboot, a higher percentage of the reboots, the game, which is why they stopped making content back when the game first came out. And I saw the game. I saw gameplay. Didn't play it myself. But it looked actually pretty good. For a horror game, it puts you in the mind of, it's like a battle royale, but you're just a group of six people, and y'all are all in a group, but you're like kind of spread out. When it's, the game starts off, you're wherever you're supposed to be, and you're at Camp Crystal Lake, and you kind of just go about finding things, weapons, hiding, because Jason's coming to kill you. And like the movie, the music plays when Jason's nearby. You hear the music, you can hear footsteps, you hear rustling, and it's literally like you're inside somewhere, for example, and all of a sudden the door opens and there's Jason, and you have to survive because he's trying to kill you. So it's a very interesting game. It had potential. I definitely think that could be one of the first successful horror franchise games, excluding like Alien, because I think it probably is the only horror game. Pretty sure Freddy Krueger and Chucky don't have games. So it was nice. It was very good. Nintech, developers of an intelligent automation site used in over 90 countries, has acquired robotic process automation, RPA, provider EnableSoft for an undisclosed sum. SurveyMonkey has acquired Usabilla, an Amsterdam-based website and app survey company, for $80 million in cash and stock. SurveyMonkey was founded in 1998 and went public last September. Now, SurveyMonkey, when the IPO debuted, it debuted at $17.24 and is currently at $14.73 a share. Consumer product sales and marketing firm CA Fortune has acquired national e-commerce agency DaCosta Global. Now, DaCosta Global specializes in selling and marketing consumer products via other e-commerce sites like Amazon, Jet.com. Jet.com is actually owned by Walmart. They bought that last year. DaCosta was founded in 2004. Now, mass media conglomerate Vivendi has sold the remaining parts of the interest it had in video game developer Ubisoft. The shares sold for $248.5 million. Vivendi acquired stakes in Ubisoft and Gameloft for $181 million. Always nice to make a profit. Back in 2015. Now, Vivendi tried for years to actually take over Ubisoft. They bought shares in the makers of Assassin's Creed, which actually gave, over time, they actually gained a controlling interest and had majority shares in Ubisoft. But they would not let, Ubisoft would not let them on the board. They really kept blocking them despite having majority of the shares of the company. So essentially, Vivendi just gave up. Honestly, they just gave up. And it's understandable because obviously this is a company that has ideas for where they could go, Ubisoft. And to kind of keep being blocked at every turn, despite having majority shares, which essentially I own this company, but you won't put me on the board of directors? Yeah, that's, it's kind of like, we don't really want you here. So I understand that. Vivendi opened today at 28 82 of Vindy is traded on the market at VIVHY. That's VIVHY. It started 2019 at $24.11 a share. Ubisoft opened today at $14.91 a share. It started 2019 off at $15.79 a share. I'm going to end this podcast with news most of y'all have already heard. If not, hey, I'm the first one you get to hear from. Yay me. And you. Forbes has named Kylie Jenner the youngest self-made billionaire, beating CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who gained the title at age 23. Kylie Jenner is 21. Now, Kylie Cosmetics started in 2015 and was sold exclusively online and in pop-up shops, then signed a distribution deal with Ulta, the beauty retailer. This caused Kylie Cosmetics revenue to climb to an estimated $360 million, and given the previous revenue she had already earned before the deal, and the fact that she owns 100% of the company, Kylie Cosmetics' estimated value is at $900 million. Add the previous revenue, it puts her at a billion. Now, Kylie Cosmetics has only 11 employees. Sales and fulfillment is done by Shopify. Manufacturing and packaging is outsourced to C Beauty, located in California. Shopify, which is traded publicly under Shop, S-H-O-P, started 2019 at $137.60 a share. Currently is at $186.57 a share. Ulta, which is traded under ULTA, started 2019 at $247.98 a share. Currently opened the market at $312.98 a share. Now, there is a lot of talk on the internet, Twitter, about, she's not self-made. I'm not here for that. I'm not here to debate that. I'm only going to give you what you need to know. And what you need to know is she uses Shopify, her deals with Ulta. This is for entrepreneurs specifically. I don't care about everybody else, but for those in business and those entrepreneurs, those trying to do something business-wise themselves, look at what she did. She only has 11 employees. Her marketing, packaging, sales, fulfillment, all done by somebody else. Everybody knows Shopify. That could easily say Amazon. I just talked about a e-commerce company that does sales, marketing, and uses other e-commerce sites. So the excuse of, oh, how am I going to ship it? Oh, how am I? You don't get to use that excuse. There's always a way for you to get your product out if you look, especially in this age of technology. Secondly, her marketing. 90% of her marketing came from her Instagram and her Snapchat and everybody tagging and hashtagging her product. No giant billboards, no TV commercials. It's a new age. Becoming a billionaire from a product that you didn't spend $20 million on a commercial for over a year period. There are other entrepreneurs that are multimillionaires and they strictly only use social media for their marketing. Maybe a banner here or whatever where their product is sold. Social media is such a strong tool. Use it properly and watch your business grow. Of course, you need a good product. Because a bad product, if you're selling a bad product, everybody's going to know what's bad, no matter how you market it. Word of mouth is going to kill it. So look at what was done. Whether you have 50,000, half a million, 5 million followers, you can grow your business. You can market your business and you can grow your followers. Other than that, I have nothing else to say about Kylie Jenner. It's billionaire status. Good for her. Youngest to do it. Hopefully somebody else will come around and be even younger and do that. I look for the next person to make their mark and break a new record or set a new standard of billionaire status, anything in finance and business. So congrats to Kylie Jenner and any other entrepreneur who's doing their thing. Strictly business, not anything else. This is going to be all for your episode of Dollars and Cents. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. You can also find us on Facebook at Dollars and Cents News. That is Dollars and Cents News. The news part is capitalized. There is no underscore in Dollars and Cents as there is with the Instagram. So look for us there. But as always, keep your mind on your money. And your money on your mind. Later.